Miami police are investigating one of the city's worst mass shootings in decades. Police say two people were killed and seven others injured when two men showed up across from the Liberty Square housing complex and sprayed the area with bullets. Officers tell the Miami Herald they don't believe the intended target was there at the time. Miami Police Department Sergeant Freddie Cruz says this is an unusual case.
I mean, we don't have shootings like this. I mean, this is a quiet area. I mean, this is not something very common for us. Any part of the city of Miami, it's not just this area. I can't even remember the last time we've ever had a case like this.
One of the wounded victims was a 17-year-old girl who is in critical condition. So far, no arrests have been made. All Aboard Florida is a project that plans to connect Miami to Orlando with high-speed rail service with stops in Fort Lauderdale and West Palm Beach. The plan has been praised as an alternative to congested highways. However, it has also been criticized with concerns regarding safety and noise. Jerry Moyo is the mayor of West Palm Beach. She says she's excited for the station in her city, but also has concerns about the construction.
Because the station is going to be built across two roads, two of our streets in our downtown grid are going to be closed. That's a concern to us, so we're asking for pedestrian crossovers at the station.
According to the prospectus, the station in West Palm Beach will cost $20 million to build. All Aboard Florida hopes to raise $390 million for the project from private investors. Governor Rick Scott has said in the past that no state taxpayer money will be used to pay for the project, but they have applied for a federal loan of $1.5 billion. When the rail opens, a ticket from Miami to West Palm Beach is projected to cost just under $24. And covering sports now, LeBron James' agent has informed the Miami Heat that James will exercise his early termination clause and become a free agent next week. Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh also must inform the Heat by next Monday whether they will opt out of their contracts. You can follow us on Twitter at WLRN. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Marva Hinton. Paul?